Credit unions are urging the new government to introduce changes which they say would allow them to offer a real alternative to the banks. The Irish League of Credit Unions says its members are being hindered by restrictions that have prevented them from offering more mortgage and business loans. It's also calling for the suspension of regulatory levies for 12 months because of the costs associated with the pandemic. Joining us now on the line is Gerry Thompson, who's the president of the League of Credit Unions. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
You're looking for a lot of change. Why?
I think it's the perfect storm, Rachel. That's the context, I suppose. It's the pandemic and all of the challenges that it has brought, like in other sectors of the economy. But particularly, I suppose, Rachel, this report has been designed to set out a status report. In other words, let's take a look at the state of the credit union sector at the moment, the challenges it faces, but most importantly for us, the huge potential and the massive untapped potential that credit unions have for the country at a time when we really need to look to it. And I think the report sets that out pretty clearly, that we have a strong vision, and a strong vision for a community bank that would serve the whole citizenry of the country. And I think it's something that its time has come, and I think the government hopefully would be keen to talk to us, particularly at a time where we have a new government and a new programme for government.
What is it then that you think credit unions should be doing that they aren't doing now?
I think in a nutshell, more and more of the same, and more new things as well. The tradition, and I suppose the report points that out very clearly, the challenges that we have. So particularly if you look at during the pandemic, credit unions were deemed at the start of the pandemic to be an essential retail service. And this was great for credit unions, and it only reflected what we felt, the very essential service that they do bring to members who really need them. But that brought its own costs with it, Rachel, and in terms of the additional cost that credit unions, they kept their doors open all of the time. And allied with that then, the perfect storm of demand being reduced, of course, people didn't want to borrow, and still borrowing demand is very low. So these are the short-term challenges, and indeed our report addresses and recommends some short-term reliefs which we would like. You mentioned levies there and the reduction in regulatory reserve. So we have some short-term requirements that we want to talk to the government about, but also I'd like to emphasise the longer-term vision. It's the potential here that's untapped. So it's both short-term and long-term, Rachel.
You want essentially more power. You want credit unions to be able to offer more mortgage loans, more business loans, but do the credit unions have the expertise to provide those services?
Yeah, you're very much close to our requirements there. Credit unions are doing mortgages, but in a limited way. We want to do so much more. And any mortgages that credit unions are doing are being done very professionally. So credit unions have the capability for sure. But the regulations limit us and they create barriers to expanding that. And we know from our members and we know from the government, everybody wants credit unions to do more. We constantly get asked, are you doing more mortgages? Are you doing SME lending? Are you doing all kinds of lending? And we are, but in a limited way, Rachel. And I suppose through the pandemic, this has just amplified the limitations that we see. And we've had time over the last 4 or 5 months to really look at the model. And if the government and the regulator were willing to work with us, we see huge potential here. But dipping our toe into the mortgage market, dipping our toe into different markets with restrictions on us is just never going to reach our potential. So that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about, and you mentioned more power. It's not that credit unions want any more power. They just want to be allowed to do what they're capable of. And that's a different perspective, I think, Rachel.
One thing which may strike people from this report this morning is you believe there's a role for credit unions in the construction of social housing. How?
If you look at the what credit unions have, Rachel, so we have 18 billion in assets in the Republic of Ireland. Less than a quarter of that is lent out. So there are huge assets. So members and citizens across the country trust credit unions with their savings. So, and those assets are growing all the time. So does it not make perfect sense then that those assets should be put at the disposal of the country in general and of the citizens? And social housing is just one aspect of that. And we've been, I suppose, offering that kind of a project to government for 4 or 5 years now. And so that in itself is a little example of we don't understand how government are not picking up on that.
You say you've been offering it for 4 or 5 years. What sort of response have you got?
Unfortunately, because we're talking about it this morning, it hasn't been taken up for whatever reasons.
And have you been given reasons?
No, other than the regulations have been changed to allow us to invest in it, so we're ready and willing to invest in it. But no, the vehicle hasn't been set up by government for us. So that in itself is a little example of the kind of barriers. Nobody's saying you can't do it, but yet nobody is helping us to do it or giving us the roadmap to do it.
Okay, just finally on that, I note that the Programme for Government does promise a review of the policy framework, as it puts it, within which credit unions operate. What do you know about that? I mean, is that basically saying to you, come to us with proposals and we might see what we can do for you?
Well, I think the basic tenet of the report is very clear in terms of, as well as our short-term asks, which I've just referred to get us over the pandemic crisis. Really, ultimately, nothing short of a structural change in how credit unions are dealt with in this country is really going to allow us to reach our potential. It's obvious, Rachel, to any observers that there's a serious disconnect between the regulatory side, which obviously resides in the central bank, and the policy formation or policy development side, which resides with the minister. And somehow, I suppose over the last 10 years, that seems to have got mixed up in people's heads, and a view has been allowed to take root that regulation and policy framework for the long-term development and sustainability of the movement is the same thing, and nothing could be further from the truth. So we would like good regulation, which we are getting from the central bank, and we've absolutely no problem with that. But what we're missing is the policy formation. And if you look at the Programme for Government, Rachel, we're very happy that there is a recognition in there that the policy framework within the credit unions needs to be looked at. And in other words, the government in its policy for Programme for Government is saying they want to support the growth of credit unions and they want to support and encourage it to develop into a community bank, which is exactly what we want to develop into for the good of the country.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Gerry Thompson, President of the Irish League of Credit Unions, thank you for joining us this morning.